Welcome to The Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis. So this is the episode one. It's called In the Beginning. Essentially, in the beginning of my forestry career, I was relatively new to the whole working outdoors all the time. And it really took a big step in my eyes to just get used to everything. I remember day one, I was out GPSing, and I was left alone, and I was just like, oh no, like, I didn't realize that being a GPSer, you had to go around the boundaries. You knew where to go, but you didn't know where to go. I had no maps, I had no shapes. I was just told, okay, Tyler, go ahead and go follow this line, and I'll meet you at the road at the end of the day. Now, that was pretty difficult for me to kind of wrap my head around, because you come into that sort of aspect not knowing what to do, so you kind of freak out a little bit. But then day two was, I ended up going north and climbing hills, not even hills, it was like mountainsides, and we were in waist-deep snow with no snowshoes. So in the beginning, it felt like I was against a wall, like trying to climb a wall with no pegs, no harness to like rock climb a wall. It's like essentially, I'm going to put it as like a rock climbing wall. So the beginning was a rock climbing wall, and I had no way of getting up other than place your foot here. That's essentially all it was. Ideally, it wasn't the best, but I mean, it made me who I am today. And some stuff from the beginning was constantly being up and down, going everywhere, kind of just being that guy who can be flexible. The areas that I started out in was like pine blowdown areas, like 100% everything on the ground, up, down all day long. And when we were in areas like that and we had no snowshoes, that was the toughest part for me, because I've never snowshoed for work before. I'd done it recreationally, but I'm going to say this, it's not the same. You think that just because you are a hunter or fisherman and you can do this every day for 5 days for a hunting trip, it's totally different when it comes to being in the bush or being in the forest, because it's just it's a totally different aspect. A lot of people think a forest technician's job is based in open forests where there's no blowdown. You look at like national parks and like provincial parks where everything's open, like open trails. They think that's what we do. That could be far from the truth. Being in this line of work makes you appreciate the little things when it comes to working in those situations. And in the beginning of everything, I had very little appreciation for that, because I thought it was going to be open and there was going to be no blowdown. What a mindset change that what happened. And ideally, it was it was a very interesting aspect. And yeah. And then whenever I kind of got used to it, we ended up just kind of going everywhere, up mountainsides, just pine flat or old pine flats. I'll add quotations to that, air quotations, because it was pine flats, but everything was on the ground. So some stuff that I've definitely learned about being in forestry is to sit down, relax, take my time, and think about everything that I'm doing. If I can't sit down and relax and do something to my best of my ability, then there's no point in doing it. So it's definitely taken some time to get used to everything, and in the beginning, it's just kind of carrying on into more in depth of kind of what my job is, I mean, I went in a little bit about like boundary layout and GPSing and whatnot, like in the beginning stages of my job, of before I knew how to do anything, it was mainly based upon going in, looking at boundary that's already been laid out by someone else and just GPSing that, learning the job, learning where the boundaries are supposed to go compared to where they have been placed. So learning my timber types, so between like pine, like a pine stand and or a spruce stand, and there's multiple types out there, so it's not just like black and white. It's very difficult to the untrained eye to identify specific areas. And beginning of my career was definitely a tough time because I did not know how to identify those things. So learning that kind of helped because to this day, I still have a bit of t a tough time deciding what my timber types are, and I'm 3 years in now. But for the most part, I think the beginning stages of my job, it was definitely difficult to understand and know what was exactly expected from me. So, with that being said, it took me probably a good 3 or 4 months to get used to doing the stuff on my own before they actually sent me to do things other than just GPSing. I mean, I GPSed for close to 6 months, but it is what it is. But in the beginning stages of my career, there was lots of ups and downs. I didn't know if this industry was supposed to be what I was meant to do, but at the same time, I sat down and I toughed it out. I left a job that paid ridiculously well to a job that I felt was better, but at the same time paid way less. It's hard to say if the transition was worth it in the beginning, but I can safely say that looking back at it 3 years now, I can say it was well worth it. I by no means do I regret the change. I've learned lots, and it's definitely made me a different person, leadership-wise. And going on about some other things that I did in the beginning of my career was essentially just traversing roads. We would go out, we would lay out a road line based upon ideas of where the most where the flattest area is. And when it came time to lay these roads out, we would go in, we would hang ribbon, and I would be the guy writing down all the notes, all the road notes. So percentages of the roads, and ideally, what we use those notes for is a road appraisal for how much that road is going to cost. So that was a big thing in my beginning stages, was definitely taking notes, learning what needed to be done on paper and in the field, which made me kind of an asset when it came to paperwork, because you would sit down and the senior guy would be like, "Oh yeah, Tyler, here's the paperwork. Can you do it for me?" And he'd take off and go do something else. But at the same time, it was definitely difficult because I was thrown right into it, like paperwork wise. I had no idea what I was doing, but I said, "Yeah, I would definitely do it." But you know, that's just the way things go. You can't expect somebody to not do the job unless they are capable of learning it on their own. Like, I know a lot of people think that they need to be trained in a job before they can do it. That's not true, because any job can be done. It's just a matter of the ability of yourself to get that job done. So you can be slack at the job and not know a damn thing and still do your job. Or you can be someone who has never been in the field before, never done anything, and you can still do the job, but you're not going to be able to do it to the best of your ability, because the best of your ability is unknown, because you don't know what the aspect of the job is. Because I can do the job better than someone else who's been there 4 years doesn't mean that their ability is less than mine. It just means I have more of a drive to do the best of my ability and learn my way, which in the beginning definitely helped because it was, I would take my time, I would learn the stuff, and then just go from there. I mean, I can't say enough how much I learned just on my own by observing other people. And it helped so much whenever I had questions that I had mentors who would be like, hey, just like let me know if you need help, which I 10 out of 9 times I needed help because I had no idea what I'm doing. But with that being said, that's gonna end the section on roads and boundary. So the second section of this section being just kind of the out my aspect and how I thought the beginning of my career turned out compared to how it could have turned out. And I mean, the way it turned out was that I definitely thought I was overwhelmed. I thought I wasn't going to make it in the industry or in the job itself because of how much stuff I needed to learn. And it really came down to me acknowledging that I need to take this day by day, not every, like, I can't think of this as a week-to-week basis. I can't go into it with, I want to do this in this week. I need to do it. I need to do it in this day. Like, if I learn something new every single day, so be it. But if I end up doing something repetitious for every single day, then that's fine too. So I guess whenever I started looking at my job as a day-to-day basis, it really came right down to the acknowledgement of, wow, I can actually do this job as long as I keep putting one foot in front of the other and don't think about tomorrow. I mean, as much as everyone's mind wants to think about the future, it's best to just think about the present. Because if your mind isn't on the task at hand, injury ends up happening, and that's never fun. So my career could have turned out really disastrous if I didn't take the time to learn the job properly. And so, with that being said, I learned to do the best of my ability, and I guess my career's turned out to an end where it's benefited me because I took the time to learn the step-by-step basis. And I couldn't be happier with how that turned out. And I mean, when you're climbing mountainsides day after day, you just kind of like, oh my gosh, why am I doing this? It's like torture. And I mean, I can say I thought that many, many, many times because the first 3, 4 months of my job was climbing mountainsides, was looking at GPS boundaries, roads, and just doing things that I did not think I was capable of doing, and let alone what a machine can do. And I mean, my career is based upon just being outside now all the time, and it's nice to know that when it comes time in the future, I will always have a job as long as there's trees. So that's a big topic that I want to bring up is sustainability within forestry and how likely it is that we're going to run out of work or going to run out of forests. And that's such a tough, tough thing because sustainability is difficult in every single country. It's not just sustainability for logging or harvesting purposes, it's sustainability for everything, like forest fires. That's a big factor into sustainability of forests because everyone thinks, oh, forest fires are just disastrous things that go through and destroy everything. That's not true. Forest fire actually goes through and replenishes everything. It allows a new growth cycle to go through, and then the forest is renewed. it's almost like a phoenix, right? Where when the phoenix dies, it's reborn from its own ashes. That's essentially what a forest will do, as the seeds or the seeds that come from the trees that were burnt allow the forest to be renewed. And I mean, at that point, it's natural selection, so the survival of the fittest tree. And most of the time, we get tree stands or timber types that are based upon mixed. So like pine spruce with a bit of aspen trees. So an aspen tree is like a poplar tree. I'm not going to go into depth about that because I don't really know the difference anymore. But I mean, like a pine and spruce stand, that's great, fine. But at the same time, whenever you look at a mature pine spruce stand, there's a difference in diversity. One tree is at the end of its life cycle and the other tree is at the beginning of its life cycle. So there's constant diversity in that forest. And that's what we need to think about, is the diversity and the sustainability of those types when it comes to other things. And that's a tough thing that I found out whenever I started working in this sec in this line of work, is that I thought everything was black and white. Oh, we go out, we look for these trees, we log everything. That's not how it goes. As I said, I do government spec layout. That's exactly what it is. The government won't allow, or sorry, the BC government won't allow certain amounts of wood to be logged because of sustainability purposes. Green trees is the best defense against forest fires, and we need those green trees around because that's essentially what's stopping a lot of fires from starting. And the sustainability goes right down to when you log a block, that there's silviculture to be done, because as silviculture work is being done, they need to go in and they need to prescribe certain plants or plantations. So it needs to be X amount of spruce or X amount of pine to this ratio for it to be healthy again. And then in the next 80 to 100 years, they're going to go back and start logging that. Which, I mean, in the Van der Hoof area that I'm from, we're starting to get into third and fourth growth periods for our trees, which you think about it, that's a lot of trees that we've gone through. And these trees have to be a minimum age of at least 80 years old to be considered harvestable. So when you plant a tree and it grows to be big in under 80 years, we still have to wait for that threshold, or else the wood itself isn't going to be good. So that's just part of a system. It's not, I'm not going to say that the system we have in place is foolproof. I think that we can be doing better somehow. I don't have anything behind me to say what works and what doesn't work. I'm just the grunt who says, yeah, I found wood, and that's it. So with that being said, I think this segment or this episode, in the beginning, I learned how to do GPSing properly, road GPSing, like how to make a road work. And I learned how to read timber types in the forest. And I learned the diversity and the sustainability purposes of the forest, which I think is definitely a bigger aspect to my job. So I think that I ended up taking the W in this, so I win with the knowledge, and I believe that my career could have been way worse if I didn't go at a day-to-day basis, and I'm proud to say that I stepped up to the plate, learned these things, and when it comes right down to it, anyone can do my job as long as they're willing to step up, learn, and take it day by day. It's not easy work. But I mean, you can't go wrong when you take things day by day. I just want to say thank you for listening to this first episode, and I look forward to making more for you guys. Again, this is The Minds of Forestry by Tyler Dennis.